are launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231 and bring up whatever you want. That's 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want, we will go, and then we'll give you, by the way, a real solution to the healthcare situation here in a few moments. But first, it's Keith in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hello, Keith.
Hey, guys.
Keith, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, recently, I guess earlier this month, a guy called in talking about a Free Talk Live flyer, and he said that it mentioned that you were an anarchist, capitalist, or something, and you said you were an entrepreneur, voluntarist, or something like that.
Yeah, I don't like the terms anarchist or capitalist. I don't think that the term anarchist applies to me because it connotates, I think, a lack of rules. And I am in full support of rules. I think that private property owners should be able to set whatever rules they want to. And I think the term capitalist implies that one is you know, kind of a robber baron and looking to extract as much money from poor people as possible to run their wealthy business on the backs of the poor workers and that kind of thing. And I just consider myself more of an entrepreneur than a capitalist, one who is just simply providing a product or service on a voluntary basis and doing it in an entrepreneurial fashion.
Yeah, what you said makes perfect sense. And so the flyer has been changed to represent those new terms that you like to use.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for that, Keith. I wasn't sure what flyer it was that was being referred to, but it apparently was yours.
I know. It's on the Free Talk Live Wiki, which is a user-created, generated, and edited section of the website. You can just go to freetalklive.com, and the wiki comes right up. It's on
perfect.
The top section.
Well, you know, it's like I said, our listeners can make whatever kind of flyers they want to. We provide them the tools that they need, or at least the pieces. We give our graphics away. We've got vector versions of the Free Talk Live logo available free to you at promote.freetalklive.com. There are already some flyers there that you can utilize, but if they're not appropriate or you don't think they'd work or you want to just make your own, you can do that. What do we care? You can call me a commie on the flyer. I mean, as long as it gets people to tune in.
I care. I mean, I'm glad that super activists like Keith are out promoting my radio show, and I thank you to you and everybody who does it, Keith.
Yeah, actually, I wanted to give a quick story about that. So I was on my way to the 2009 Porcupine Freedom Festival in Lancaster, New Hampshire, earlier this year.
Yes, sir.
And so we stopped at a rest area because, you know, it's a three-hour drive from Keene or something. So we stopped at the rest area to use the bathroom, and there's a bunch of stacks of free magazines there. So I decided to put some Free Talk Live flyers in the magazine, you know. Why not promote the show every chance I get?
Thank you for that.
So I was doing that, and this New Hampshire Department of Transportation guy came up to me and started talking to me. He was like, so do you have permission to do that? And I was like, yes.
You said yes?
And he was, you know, he just asked me a bunch of stupid questions, and I just answered him honestly every question.
You know, that could be an honest answer, Keith.
So I left.
He asked
me to leave. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it could be honest to say you have permission. You gave yourself permission.
Yeah, actually, they're free, so you can just take them. You could take all of them, technically, if you wanted, but I didn't want to take them. I just took them temporarily, enhanced them with your awesome flyer, and then put them
back. Your flyer? You're the one that made it.
That's correct. I'm sorry. So as I was leaving, even though he never asked me to leave, never asked me to stop, he followed me to my car and then took down my license plate, which I thought was really weird.
Yeah, he's just trying to be intimidating. Just trying to tweak you out.
Yeah, people are, those bureaucrats.
By the way, Keith, I love how you use the term enhance. It's very creative because you're somebody who's come up with an interesting form of activism I'd never heard of before, and you've been enhancing library books with, at least here in Keene, we have these flyers called the Warning Flyer. It uses reverse psychology, which sometimes doesn't actually work as well as you would think it might. It basically says to people, warning, you know, don't go to these websites, they're very dangerous. And then it lists several websites, including freekeen.com and freetalklive, obscuredtruth.com, and some of our friends' websites, anarchyinyourhead.com. It's kind of got the whole list of Keene-based. We all basically operate out of the Keene area, so it's got a whole list of Keene-based media, liberty-oriented media. And so you've been going into the Keene Public Library on a monthly basis, I believe, and actually, what you say, enhancing the library books. Not all of the library books, but maybe books that might be a little bit more likely somebody of a liberty, semi-liberty-oriented mindset might pick up, so a science fiction novel, for instance, or books about freedom or something like that. Would that be accurate, Keith?
Yeah, that's a really good description. And actually, I'm not a big reader myself, but Mark and you, especially Mark, tends to interview a lot of pro-freedom authors on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I actually write down their names, and then I, you know, go to their sections in the library, and some of them, like, have maybe a dozen books. It's pretty radical how many some of these books are. And actually, today I was at the 420 rally in Keene, at the Keene Central Square, where people were openly smoking marijuana.
Yes, you were, as they have been since... They have been doing that since last week, I might point out. It set apparently a new world record for longest continuing cannabis celebration or something like that. You were saying you were talking to who?
Oh, yeah, I was talking to someone there. He's also a Free State Project member. He moved up here for that. But he was telling me he was just reading this random book, and he saw the flyer in it. The warning flyer from Keene. So I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, I think what you're doing is working. I know that Sam's Lady Meg was in the, I guess not the grocery store, but one of those little convenience markets they have. Here in Keene, there are neighborhood markets, which I think are pretty cool. You can go you don't have to walk far from your house or bike far from your house, and there's usually a neighborhood market around. You can go to, you can buy, you know, whatever beers, very specialty beers sometimes they carry, and of course sandwiches and all that. It's like a little convenience store right smack dab in the middle of your neighborhood. So she was at one of these neighborhood markets when she overheard the clerk talking with one of the customers, and the customer was telling the clerk about how he found this flyer in the library book, and they were talking about it in a very positive manner. So you're having an impact out there, Keith, that you may not even realize.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to add one more quick thing, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the Free State Project is actually having a money bomb today.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm not really big on money bombs per se. I give monthly to Free Talk Live, though. I AMP, which is great. I love AMP program. Y'all have a great show. But the Free Talk, the FSP money bomb, Free State Project money bomb, if you go to freestateproject.org, basically it's really cool because there's a new silver round out there, the Free State Project silver round. And the only way to get it right now is to donate to the Free State Project money bomb.
Sweet.
So that's kind of like a good reason donate.
Isn't it a $100 contribution that gets you the silver piece?
Yes, it actually is. But it's a sliding scale. So if you donate like $1,000 something, you get a lot more than just 10.
Gotcha. So, all right, cool. So people can go to freestateproject.org to do that. In fact, we were going to mention that tonight, but I'm glad you reminded me about it, Keith. And thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. And thanks for all your efforts out there promoting liberty. And because this is, by the way, I'd like to point out, Keith is the activist of the year.
Yeah, and deserving of that title.
He is the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance activist of the year. And thank you, Keith, for being behind the show. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And Keith's ideas there are ideas you can bring home. You don't have to be in New Hampshire. I mean, we talk a lot about all the great activism happening here in New Hampshire, like the cannabis celebrations that he mentioned, and yes, he was down there today. I saw him. But you don't have to have these big occasions that we're having here in New Hampshire to make a difference. You can go out and do kind of this low-level style effective activism that Keith has been doing here in Keene. You can go to your local library and bring along a copy of whatever flyer it is you want to promote, whether it's for Free Talk Live or something local that you've got going on there wherever you live. What a great way to get new ideas into new people's hands that you won't even get a chance to meet. You leave the flyer in the book, they pick the book up whenever they come in to get the book, and they encounter your information. It's a great idea. It's very, very low cost. Getting flyers printed up, you can buy them in bulk at Staples or wherever it is your local print center is, and they cost next to nothing. So low cost of entry for this particular form of activism, low cost on the amount of time. He only goes in once a month and just... I guess, I don't know if he checks the same books over and over again to see if they've been checked out, to see if they still have a flyer. I imagine he kind of replenishes the flyers in certain books, and then maybe he spent the last month trying to figure out what other books to put the flyers in. Because it's not going to make sense in the kids section, for instance.
And Free Talk Live would make a great flyer in those books.
Right. Well, some books, not Barney.
No.
800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But teen books? Books sort of... that are targeted towards teens.
I think Terry Goodkind is a good place to start.
More on the way here. You can bring up whatever you want, your outreach techniques. Sure. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Frontsight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Frontsight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
The second annual Connecticut Liberty Forum is coming October 17th. Join Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, We the People Foundation founder Bob Schultz, author James Perloff, the Campaign for Liberty's Jim Ozola, and more discussing ways to protect our freedom. The Connecticut Liberty Forum, October 17th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Sheraton Hotel in Windsor Locks. Visit nheld.com for more information or call 860-354-3590. That's 860-354-3590.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries three amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The liquid magnet complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The magnetic care cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com. RxMagnets.com or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And on our website, you will find the chat room. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com to get right to it. It's free. It's open 24 hours a day, but the best time to be there is during the live show hours. Monday through Saturday from 7 to 10 o'clock at night Eastern Time. Chat.freetalklive.com. Now, how would you like to pay higher prices for goods and services? Well, you do.
Who wants to do that?
Every time someone doesn't pay their bills. See, it's one of the many compelling reasons that SACL CAI has been at the cornerstone of collections for more than 35 years. Before you pay higher prices, think whether the business, be it a bank, hospital, retail store, or utility, that you know about could use some help with their collections to contain costs, so they're not passed on to you. Tell them to call the dedicated collections experts at SACL CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. SACL CAI, see their banner at freetalklive.com. Now, we've talked about the healthcare thing here tonight. We had a caller explaining what things were like out there in South Korea, for instance, and the healthcare issue has been front and center in the national debate. And, of course, as we pointed out, the debate is not really much of a debate. It's more of a discussion over which direction the government control should go in. And none of the directions that are being proposed has to do with less government control. None of them. It's just the Democrats are proposing one version of government control, and the Republicans are proposing a modified version of the government control. So that's what the so-called health care debate is. So whether one side wins or the other side wins, or they come to some sort of mixed compromise between the two, we're all going to lose. Because more government control over health care means less choice for you in the marketplace, less innovation, less availability, and it's just, it's not good. Am I using less correctly there, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So the whole healthcare debate needs a third voice. It needs another voice saying, wait a minute, what about freedom? What about the option to do as you choose if you're a healthcare provider? What about the option as a consumer to choose from healthcare providers from various different flavors, you know, whether it be the typical, I don't know what the, is it allopathic medicine? Is that the word for it, Wayne?
Yeah, allopathic medicine is the current mainstream medicine. It's cut, burn, and poison.
Doctors,
surgery,
hospitals, that sort
yes,
of thing.
Yes, that type of thing.
Versus a more alternative method.
Naturopathic or homeopathic.
Right, which, and think what you want about either types, you know, or any of the types. You know, people should have the choice to use those if that's what they wish.
They should, but there's no third voice in this healthcare debate saying we need to get the government the hell out of healthcare. So
well, some are saying that, but not enough.
Not anybody prominent, right? I mean, who's prominently saying
that? Well, Ron Paul is saying it.
Right, okay. Excepting Ron Paul. Mm-hmm. Who else is saying it?
Very few.
How many people on the talking head shows on Sunday morning are saying that?
No, it's just a debate whether they want a public option or not. And, you know, the whole idea that they can force you to buy health insurance when the 40,000 or whatever people that don't have it, or 4 million, whatever the number is, you probably can't afford it. So how are they going to afford to buy it by force?
So in the realm of giving people another choice, instead of just suggesting that the government should get out of healthcare, because even if somebody does enter into this discussion with that position, they're going to be laughed out of the room, right? Oh, come on, we can't do that. We got people on Medicare. They need to be taken care of. Blah, 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 blah. All kinds of excuses as to why the government control of healthcare should go on. Oh, gosh, it's scary. We can't let these doctors be out there doing things without the approval of the government. So there's all kinds of objections to that. And we can address those objections, and we have done so in the past, and we'll, I'm sure, do so at a later time. But my point here is to share something from our friend Mark Stevens over at markstevens.net, M-A-R-C. That's Mark with a C, markstevens.net. He's got some great articles there, and it's been a long time since we've had the chance to read a Mark Stevens article on this show because, well, it's been a while since he's written one, and this one's a short one, but very to the point. This is the real solution to Obama's healthcare take. Just go about your business as if the law doesn't exist. If there really are that many people who oppose this plan, and it sure seems like it, right? All those tea parties, people getting very loud, very angry, very belligerent about this. Then all we have to do is just let Obama and his henchmen know we won't comply. It's that simple. The people who run and support the healthcare system who don't want the government takeover just have to refuse to cooperate with the people calling themselves government. That'll send Obama, Nancy Pelosi, and Harry Reid a short but effective message. And that is, pass whatever law you want. We won't comply. Impose your fines, and we won't pay. Now, if you're uncomfortable with not complying with the law, then consider all the other thousands of laws that people disobey every day, such as couples living together, unmarried, the so-called unlawful cohabitation laws, and more. You can go
plenty of them.
Yep. I mean, somebody has suggested that. I think there's a lawyer that suggested that the average American commits 3 felonies per day or per week or something like that. Most Americans are relatively used to breaking the laws that are uncomfortable or that they would rather not abide by. So Mark says, nonviolent non-cooperation is the only method politicians have no weapon to oppose. They ignore the tea parties and all the venting on the talk radio shows. They couldn't care less if you don't like their so-called laws. However, there's nothing they can do when people nonviolently refuse to cooperate. Instead of telling politicians you don't like their plan, envision hospital administrators, chairmen, doctors, nurses, etc., calling into all the radio and television shows telling Obama, Pelosi, and Reid, we're not going to cooperate. Imagine millions of postcards to Obama, Pelosi, and Reid telling them, we're not going to comply. Forget asking a politician anything. We're telling the alleged servants, and there's nothing they can do about it. Let every call to a radio show end with, I won't comply. Let them ignore us. It doesn't matter. Without us, they can't implement their plans. And Mark Stevens is the author of Adventures in Legal Land. I've heard that he's working on a new book. I'm a big fan of his work. I think he's a brilliant thinker and a real sharp dude, and it's always fun having him on the program, even if it's just in written form. And he's absolutely right.
Isn't that what the people in India did to revolt against the British? They just stopped complying.
That's what you have to do. That's the real solution, I think, to this government problem. You will not get anywhere by begging them to do the right thing.
I don't think there's anything wrong with being involved in the political process here and trying to get them.
Sure you do, Mark. You don't think that the federal government will respond. You've told me
before.
You're
right. I don't think they will, but I don't think there's anything wrong with being involved. And it may very well be that, you know, it's pretty clear this thing has been stopped.
It's been stopped.
It's been stopped.
It's been stalled.
It's not going to go through in the form that Obama wants it to go through.
That's not a success. It's going to go through in some form, don't you think?
Look, Ian, would you rather have your finger cut off or your arm cut off?
I don't care, Mark. I'm not going to choose that. I'm not interested in getting into this debate. I'm not interested in begging politicians to do me nice, to bend me over and lube me up. Oh, thank you for lubing me before you rape me anally. Thank you so much, oh, Mr. whoever you are, politician.
There's nothing about thanking anyone for anything here,
well,
Ian.
That's what the political process is. It's
bunch
of supplicating.
It's
supplicating.
You decide that it's supplicating or not.
It is.
I say...
It's
trying to prevent harm to being committed against your friends, your family, and your neighbors.
You and I both know it's not going to prevent any of that from happening.
It's
because
trying to prevent the
trying
harm.
Trying isn't good enough. What you need to do is stop obeying. I'm all for not complying.
Good.
Because
but
that's
I say get involved in the political
this.
Process ahead, too.
Well,
try to do whatever you can for liberty.
Great. Look at what the political process has brought us so far.
People need to stand strong.
Government every single year. That's what Mark is saying here. You need to stand strong and say no.
Do
but
that
until people are willing
and
to
get involved in the political
until people
process.
Are willing to say no, nothing's going to change.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of elements may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system with over 490,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com.
Audiblepodcast.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows. For your iPod or MP3 player, you can play them on your home computer, too, if you'd like. You can try one of them out by downloading a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's the way to get the free one, is audiblepodcast.com/FTL. They have all the newest releases over there. These aren't, off-brand books or anything like that. These are the big-name authors and the new releases at audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
All right, before we continue with the phone calls, Mark, I want to hash this discussion out with you here that we had there toward the end of that last segment about Mark Stevens' suggestion here is what caused the discussion to happen. Mark suggesting that regardless of whether the Democrats' health care bill gets changed around, some new government control system is going to be put into place on the health care industry. And what he was saying is the way to stop this is for people to say, we're not going to obey. We're not going to comply with your diktats. We're not going to pay your fines if you impose them upon us. We're not going along with this government-run health care program or whatever the new modifications are. And you were saying you're all in favor of that, and that's good. But at the same time, you were saying, you think you should get involved with the political system and do what you can to change things from within inside the system.
Sure.
Right? That's what you were saying. All right, Mark, how much have you done?
I'm on the downsized DC's list, and I contact my Congress critters on a regular basis. Sometimes I'll call their offices.
You called on this issue? The healthcare
on this, on the healthcare issue, I'm sure I've sent emails. I don't know if I've made a telephone call on this.
Wait a minute, Mark. Aren't you concerned about the health of Americans? I mean, don't you want to make it so they have just their finger cut off instead of their whole arm cut off? That was the example you used. If you're not putting all the effort in to change the system, that you're not doing as much as you could. People could get their arms cut off because you didn't make one phone call to the representatives.
I could drive down to Washington, D.C. I mean, you could.
That's
you could
right.
Take
you need
as,
to put it all
I
in.
Could, I could put a. I could camp out on their doorsteps. I mean, you can take this as far as you want. I put an email in which is. It was infinitely more than the average American that cares mm-hmm. about the system.
Right. So, okay. So when you say get involved in the political system, you mean just use downsizeddc.org to send an email to the reps.
It's easy.
Okay. So that's your extent of how
sometimes
far
I call them,
involved.
But I, you know, when you call
shouldn't
a national
you run for office too, if you're concerned. I mean,
well, it's not a bad idea.
Wait, when are you going to run?
I can't run for office.
Oh, I see.
I'd lose my job.
Well, how's that?
Well, you can't be on the air and run for a national office.
Oh,
plus, I'm not going to get elected. You know, I, look, I don't have the money. I'm not going to. No one's going to vote for a convicted murderer for state rep. I mean, that's a pretty easy run for the Democrat or the Republican that's running against me, depending on where I decide to run for. I mean,
run as a Democrat.
What's that?
Run as a Democrat.
You think I have a better shot that way?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean.
Look, if you think that you can make a difference within the political system, and I
plus,
think
I don't think anybody's going to believe I'm a Democrat. That's the fact is, I am not a Democrat. I'm a Republican. If you're going to put me in one of the two categories, and that's what most people are going to decide, you're either one or the other. They don't see all these areas of gray that one might be. So if you pick one, then. It's disingenuous to say I'm a Democrat.
You can hyphenate your party in the state, so you can say you're running as a Democrat / Republican or a Republican / Libertarian.
So couldn't you be like a classical Democrat, which was much more liberty oriented back in the day?
What side of the line would I be on? Would I get it's a big deal as to be in one of the major parties as opposed to running some made up party. I could be the Flying Goose Party if I wanted to be that. However, it's not going to really do me any good on getting ballot access.
Okay,
so
we're getting a little far off track here. What I'm pointing out here, Mark, is you made it sound like people need to get involved in the political process to make changes. But then you just admitted that, well, you can't run for office and because of this, that, and this, and whatever. And also, you've really only sent emails out through downsizeddc.org, so you really haven't gotten involved in any significant form in the political process, right?
Yeah, but you could help run somebody's campaign who you liked, for example.
I've donated to campaigns.
Yeah. This season?
Yep.
Oh, yeah?
As a matter of fact, I did. I just went.
Whose campaign?
Bob Gaida. He is he's one of these 90-95 percenters that's running for state house.
We're not talking about state politics here, Mark. We're talking about federal politics.
My mistake. He's running for the House of Representatives of the United States. He seemed like he was okay, and I've tossed in a few bucks.
Okay, so you've tossed in a few bucks into somebody's campaign, you've sent an email or two through downsizeddc.org, and I just wanted, you made it sound like what people should do is get really involved. That's what you made it sound like, and it sounds to me like you haven't really done that much.
I think people should do things, and one of those things I think that people should really look at is acting like they're free and not being involved. I'm all for that. Another thing I think that you should do is tell the Congress critters you're not interested in their cap and trade and their health care. I think that that's having an effect.
Did it have an effect with the bailouts?
It didn't. But that just because it didn't work one time, it did have
just
an effect.
Once?
By the way, it did have an effect with the bailouts. They stopped it before it went through.
Right.
Then and it was worse.
Yes, and they rammed it through about two weeks later?
Not even.
And,
so,
and it
days.
Was about 1,000 more pages.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was absolutely awful. It's a great instance as to why being involved in the political process stinks. Although they probably would have done the same thing anyway. It's just they had a chance to lay more of it out into law.
And at the time, you were admitting that you didn't really feel like there was anything significant that had come of all of the efforts because you had pointed out that we'd heard from so-called, the aides of the representatives that they were getting calls 100 to 1 or 50 to 1 or something like that against the bailouts. And so it seems like a no-brainer, right? I mean, if they're supposedly representing people, then they should have gone ahead and shot it down. Hmm. But, of course, they didn't. And it was one of the most overwhelming turnouts as far as against one particular thing.
And
it was
overwhelming. I think that that some politicians, I think the Republican Party, to some extent, if you can, you know, make some kind of label, has learned a little bit of a lesson on the idea of going against what their constituents want.
A little bit. I think so, huh?
Man, they've suckered you back in.
I don't believe the United States should exist, but while they're out there harming people and using force against people,
we should beg.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, Ian, if a cop was standing there with a gun to your head, I would beg him not to shoot you.
I'm not too big for that, Ian.
Keep you from getting hurt. I don't mind.
Okay. You had said before that you didn't think that there was any possibility to change the federal government. No, I'm brushing it off because you've changed your tune, Mark. You've said before in the past, especially after the bailout thing, that you didn't believe there was any chance to change the federal government, that they were going to do what they were going to do, and now you're saying, get involved!
No. The fact is, you might be able to turn a river a little bit. You can change the trickle. But you're right. Absolutely. The federal government is on a crash course towards giant socialism. And there's nothing that the average individual can do to stop it. However,
so why not just say
if
I'm not obeying?
They get involved, then they can realize, oh, holy crap, this doesn't work. Maybe I'll move to New Hampshire, get involved in their political process there. At the very least, advocate for sovereignty or independence for their particular state, something. I think people should do something. Sitting around saying, there's nothing you can do anyway, is a real good way for people that are trying to live free to get picked off one by one.
I didn't say sit around and say there's nothing you can do. I said tell them. If you're going to tell them something, it's don't make it, please do this for me, Massa. Make it, I ain't obeying.
Okay.
I'm not going to do what you're demanding. I'm not going to go along with a target on your chest.
Well, it's more difficult to say I'm not going to participate in the bailouts when it's not really your impetus. But when it comes to cap and trade or even the healthcare system, it does require more of the participation of Americans. And so it's a little easier to just withdraw your consent from that because you can say, how cap and trade is, I guess they're going to tax you on your carbon footprint.
I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
Well, we don't know the details yet, but it's easier to refuse to participate. The second thing is, in the last few months, is that the level of anger and frustration against them is coming to a head now. Last year, people had hope that maybe with the new president, things would change. Now they see nothing has changed. People are a lot more angry and a lot more willing to pursue alternative methods to get liberty and
I think you should get involved in what works, and I've seen the politics actually make a difference here in New Hampshire on a local level. I've seen some changes being made. I think that can be effective. I don't think there's anything you can do at the federal level. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most time therapies, drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/Carhartt. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Right now at 800-259-9231, that's the SIGL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, one of the ways you can do that is by going to promote.freetalklive.com. And you can get a whole list of things that you can do to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, more internet connections, help expose new people to the ideas of freedom, all at promote.freetalklive.com. Now, we were talking about the Mark Stevens article. That's Mark with a C, markstevens.net, the real solution to Obama's health care plan or the Republicans' plan or whatever the hell other plan they want to force down your throats. Is to say no, is to have the doctors and the healthcare providers and the people that are going to be the ones that are mandated to do certain things to stop obeying these damn bureaucrats and their diktats.
It's a great solution, but
it's fantasy.
It is fantasy.
It's not going
and
to happen.
That's what we just discussed between you and I. You don't get to control what other people do. It's a great solution. Other people should do such and such. However, you only get to decide what you're going to do. And I'm all for whatever kind of action people want to take on this. If they want to, go get a tent and go down to Washington, D.C. and camp out on the mall until Washington gets the heck out of health care, which is never going to happen.
You need a permit for that.
What difference does it make? If they want to do that, fine.
No, that's fine. You should do what you feel is right, but I hope you'll analyze whatever it is you do and determine whether or not what you've done has been effective in any way, shape, or form. And if what you determine has not been effective, you should start doing something different. Because that's a big problem that we face is with activists out there trying the same old things
over and over again like it's going to work this time.
Like running another libertarian candidate for office as though they're going to have a chance. The same kind of approaches used over and over again. So I love Mark Stevens' idea, non-cooperation, very powerful. It can bankrupt the state. It can really harm their legitimacy. But most Americans are so docile and pathetic and obedient that they're never going to consider something like that because, oh, my God, they might pull my license. Oh, no, they might ruin my career. And, it's a legitimate concern. It absolutely is. But if you're serious about opposition to this healthcare program, to this modification, then you really need to put it on the line. You need to take some risk and show how serious you are. Otherwise, you're just a whiner. You're just somebody who, please, please don't hurt me. I'm not willing to do anything except beg, but please don't hurt me. Now, I don't blame you for doing that. I mean, you got to do what you got to do, and if you feel like that's all you can do, then that's all you can do. But if you were to actually not go along with it, if you were to get together with other people in your industry and say, look, this is it. We've had enough. It's been regulation after regulation, paperwork mandate after paperwork mandate, control after control. We've had it. We're just going to start offering our services without all this governmental crap attached to them.
Well, that's what's happening with the nurses in New York and in Europe and other parts of the world. They're resisting these mandated flu vaccinations right now. And there's a big uproar over it.
Is that true? Really?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Isn't it the case in New York that they're going to fire anybody that resists that?
Yes, and they're doing it anyway. They're resisting
anyway.
Good
for them. That's exactly what needs to happen, and I'm glad to hear that it's actually happening.
And that's how you put a stop to tyranny in its tracks.
Absolutely right. And I think that it's more likely to happen in a place here like we have here in New Hampshire, where liberty-minded people are gathering specifically for the purpose of achieving liberty in their lifetimes, whether it's through the political system or through non-cooperation. I think that both of those options will be much more powerful here because it's just more deliberate. Instead of it being people that happen to come together on one issue in one occasion, like might be happening with the vaccine thing, you've got people that are making they're pulling up their lives, they're uprooting themselves, they're moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to get active on various different things, and it's an amazing movement. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. That's freestateproject.org. As we go to Dustin in Washington, you're on Free Talk Live. Dustin. Dustin in Washington, you are
hey.
On the air. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to bring up a video game I'm kind of working on. I guess I'm putting out the idea so someone else might jump to it more quickly. It's called Intergalactic Evolution. And I got the idea from a guy named Michio Kaku. Have you heard of this guy?
I have heard of him. He's our competitor.
He's your competitor?
Barely.
Michio Kaku?
He's a talk show host and a scientist.
Oh, yeah. He's a theoretical physicist. And he's talking about, like, there's an evolution, you know, like, first, like, a civilization controls the entire planet, sort of, and then it controls the star at the center of the solar system, and then it controls the black hole at the center of the galaxy. And I'm kind of making a game themed on that.
I'm not sure exactly how that goes. I mean, what would you do in the game? What's the object? To control the galaxy?
Well, right now I'm kind of confused. Like, when we're talking about resources, it seems like war is fought over dwindling resources on the planet, right? To a degree.
Some would say.
Yeah, and, well, it's kind of confusing because, like, when we're talking about the energy output of a star, it's every second it puts out more power than all civilization has used.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, where's the running out of energy? Where's the running out of resources?
And it's not possible.
You have to be able to tap it.
Yeah. Well, will there be a war, like, once we've gone to that point? Will we run out of resources and fight for it?
Some would suggest that the conflict in the Middle East is about oil. Some would make that suggestion. Maybe that's true to an extent, but maybe it's also about getting military contracts. Maybe that's really what the motivation is. Maybe the motivation is to go and send people to their doom so that more tanks can be built and more bombers can be built, bombs and guns, ammunition manufactured and sold to the federal government. And the federal government gets to print out as much money as they want you to buy those things to help their buddies in industry. Maybe that's what it's really about. Yeah. Or maybe it's also about just hating other people for being looking different.
It's also about culling the population to help the falling economy.
Well, they could call the population in a more effective way than war.
Well, war is a classic way to call the population.
That's true. Does that answer your question?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there could be peace, though. There could be, like, universal peace once you've reached a certain point, you know?
I hope
so. Where everyone's kind of got so much access to so much power that it kind of, they have to be peaceful or it's...
I think that to some extent, some level of peace is sustainable. Yeah. If you're talking about peace as conflict between nation states or something like that. And I think that's possible. I do believe that we are moving towards a more voluntary or completely voluntary sort of society. I think that that's going to happen, maybe even before we reach the stars. But there will always be conflict. I mean, you know, people are going to live in proximity to each other, and like Ian's always going to be an idiot, and There's always going to be
Mark's
a same
always
going
to use ad hominems.
Same person
no
like me around. That,
coherent you know, argument.
And, some, and one of them isn't going to have the kind of patience that I have, and one of them's going to pop him. So there's going to be...
So
they're like two brothers, aren't they?
there's going to be conflict.
Well, now you do.
Yeah, apparently so. You know, I think that... here's a question. Is the world more peaceful now than it was 100, 200, 500 years ago? I have no way of answering it. I wasn't around then, so I don't know. And if I was around, I wouldn't have had a worldwide perspective to know for sure. But are there fewer conflicts at this time in history than there were in the past?
I think that one of the things that's different today than it was previously is today you don't have to serve in the military, whereas most nations, mm-hmm. most places, essentially, if you know you got tapped on the shoulder, you're going to go fight.
You know what, too? I think that we're moving into an era where it's actually more difficult for politicians to divide people because we can communicate over the internet now with people all over the world. Even the show reaches people from other countries.
The gatekeepers aren't there anymore.
And the gatekeepers are starting to fall out by the wayside. And therefore, I think that we have a greater potential for peace now going forward than ever before.
I think you're right about that. Hey, Dustin, I wish we had more time. Good luck with your game. Tell us more as it develops. Let's go to Jeremy in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Jeremy.
Hello.
Jeremy, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Not much. I just my first time listening to the show. And,
welcome.
Wow.
Thank you. And I just was heard you talk earlier about, contacting your congressman and, trying to get things done. And I'm really convinced that there's really no way to get it done in the framework of government. So that would be my first comment. But, I guess I have some questions about where to go from there.
All right, sure.
Let's say we had a society where there was no government or there was little government.
Mm-hmm.
And now here we are. We've arrived. Do you see any problems with things like, security, with, cultures getting along inside nations, things like that? This seems to be a concern for me.
Good questions. We've got like 20 seconds to answer them. So okay. I'd like to invite you to call back maybe toward the beginning of an hour or toward the beginning of the show tomorrow night. We can get into it a little bit further. But as far as problems between cultures, I think cultures have mixed fairly effectively here.
Here in the United States, I think that elsewhere around the world, there's going to be problems.
I think that as far as security is concerned, if there's something that's demanded in the marketplace, if the market is demanding security, then people that want to profit are going to provide those methods of security, whether it's something as simple as locks on your front door, to security systems, to having some sort of security squad that will show up when you call them to defend you, that kind of thing, or missile defense. It can all be provided by the free marketplace. But we're out of time. We'll talk to you tomorrow online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at celebrationcorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.